This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, seavillepodcast.com.
Driver.
Mercury is one of the most powerful neurotoxins on the planet. Many vaccines given to American children have contained mercury in the form of the preservative thimerosal, which is about 50% ethyl mercury by weight. Thimerosal was invented in the 1930s. It was grandfathered into the quote-unquote safe list of FDA additives. Thimerosal has never been FDA tested. The amount of mercury contained in vaccines given to American infants and children nearly tripled from 1989 to 1992 as the number of scheduled vaccines was increased from 8 to 20. Symptoms of mercury poisoning include social withdrawal, loss of speech, hand flapping, sensitivity to light or noise, hypersalivation, visual impairment, incoordination, and intestinal disorders. Thousands of American children who received mercury-laden vaccines exhibit these symptoms of mercury poisoning, and yet they have been diagnosed with something called autism. From 1992 to 2004, the autism rate in America increased 1,000%. Rates of ADD and ADHD have also skyrocketed. A U.S. House Subcommittee on Human Rights and Wellness concluded in a 2003 report that thimerosal used as a preservative in vaccines is likely related to the autism epidemic. This epidemic, in all probability, may have been prevented or curtailed had the FDA not been asleep at the switch regarding injected thimerosal and the sharp rise of infant exposure to this known neurotoxin. To explore this, we're joined on the long line from her home in North Carolina, Amy Carson, the founder and the executive director of Moms Against Mercury, online at momsagainstmercury.org. Good afternoon, Amy.
Good afternoon, Coy.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me here today.
Absolutely. Amy, tell us, we've spoken before, but it's been a while. Tell us again your story. They all are similar, but in their own way, they are all very unique. Tell us your story and the story of your son.
Well, my son was born a healthy child. He was making all his milestones. I can clearly see now, looking back, on videotape, because I was so in love with this little human being. I videotaped everything, and now I can truly document that after each sitting of vaccines, he started to change. The clues for my son were severe speech delay, and so when he was about, probably about 2.5, we started having him evaluated. I took him literally to every specialist in North Carolina, and then actually throughout the country, and nobody could really pinpoint what was wrong with him. He was diagnosed with mild autism to pervasive developmental disorder, which falls under the autism umbrella. But then some neurologist and developmental pediatrician said, gee, we just don't know. There was no genetic defects in my son. We went through the genetic counseling just like everybody does, went through all the hoops. But each time we went to a doctor and they ran a battery of tests, we'd have something that was abnormal. But because it wasn't what the doctor was looking for, they called it clinically insignificant. Well, when Kit reached the age of 4, I inadvertently found out from another mom that thimerosal was an ingredient in vaccines. And it absolutely floored me because I know all about thimerosal because I wear contact lenses and have for 25 years and knew that they removed it from over-the-counter drugs, you know, many years ago, over 20 years ago. So I started researching what thimerosal does to children, and it just absolutely devastated me. So what I did was I gathered all these abnormal test and went to a medical doctor, gave no history of my son, and said, if you looked at someone with these types of test results, what do you see? Doctor said, oh, this is clearly mercury toxicity. And so that's where it began for me.
And of course, you, along with some other moms, you founded Moms Against Mercury. And again, that website is momsagainstmercury.org, which has been really courageous work helping get information out. I know when Allison and I went through a similar story and our son was diagnosed, one of the first people we reached out to was you, because you were so well informed and so much further down the learning curve about what was going on with autism. Amy, what are your thoughts now? We learned a few weeks ago that now it's 1 in 150 children in our country have been diagnosed on the autism spectrum, and increasing numbers. The numbers are skyrocketing around the world. What are your thoughts when you hear news like that?
My thoughts? Well, first thing, I'm just absolutely horrified. People should be scared. They should be wondering why in the world this country isn't investigating further the largest epidemic to date. There are more children who have autism than people have AIDS, breast cancer, many types of cancers. I mean, this is in epidemic proportions. There, you know, and many people, I don't know if you saw the latest study that they say autism comes from watching too much television. Is that just not a joke? They're trying to shift the blame and call it everything else than what it truly is. And if you look at autism and mercury poisoning, they absolutely mirror each other. When you look at things in past history of people being poisoned by mercury, they call it something else, but what it boils down to is mercury poisoning, like using mercury as a preservative in teething powders. They call it Pink's disease. Pink's disease and autism mirror each other. Mad Hatter's disease, when the trappers in the early 1900s used mercury to preserve their pelts. Mad Hatters, you know, and autism absolutely mirror each other. I'm horrified, and that this country is not doing more about it is horrifying, because I truly believe they know more about why this is happening. I am one of the parents that truly believe I gave birth to a healthy child that deteriorated after receiving vaccines. Truly believe the mercury was the catalyst, and certainly some of these live viruses probably had a huge impact on him too, but for me, I truly believe that the mercury truly, truly did severe damage to my son at a very young developing age. And the common denominator for all these children is vaccines. And it is not biologically plausible to have a genetic epidemic, because many people are coming out trying to say it's genetic, TV watching, you know, they want to call it everything than what it truly is.
The next thing it'll be is too much soda.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, well, did you read the study about it was too much French fries? All right, somebody sent me that study. And, of course, you know, this is a very big year for us because, you know, there's over 4,000, close to 5,000 parents that have filed claims in the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, and it's called the Autism Omnibus. We go to our first hearings in June, although I hear a rumor they may be postponed again, yet again. My son's been there for 7 years now. And we're finally going to be going to our first hearings. However, you know, this is a big year that a lot of studies are coming out to try to steer it away from the vaccine issue and environmental issues because, like I say, they don't want to take responsibility and liability because the immunization program is huge, and it's a multi-zillion-dollar industry.
My guest is Amy Carson, the founder and director of Moms Against Mercury, online at momsagainstmercury.org. Amy, your organization this summer is sponsoring a rally, the Simpsonwood Remembered Rally. Tell us, what is Simpsonwood, and why is this something we should be remembering?
Well, it's huge, and it's landmark, and and I'll try to put this as quickly as I can what happened. Back in 1999, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommended the removal of thimerosal from all childhood vaccines. After that recommendation, the CDC decided to do their own study on the vaccine safety data link and look at the adverse reactions and see if there was a problem. Their doctor, the doctor that did the study, Dr. Stratton, basically went, we have a serious problem here. So they held a closed-door secret meeting at a United Methodist Retreat Center at Simpsonwood, Georgia. Actually, it's called Simpsonwood United Methodist Retreat Center, and it's in Norcross, Georgia. And when this meeting was found out about Safe Lines, another group that deals on the mercury vaccine issue, through the Freedom of Information Act, was able to receive the documents from this meeting. And basically, and you can also read this full transcript on putchildrenfirst.org, and it's over 254 pages. It's huge. But if you scroll through it, you will see that these doctors are basically going, you know, no matter how you manipulate the data, there's a problem here. One doctor is quoted as saying, my grandson's not receiving these thimerosal vaccines, on and on, clear proof that they knew a long time ago, you know, that there was a problem with the mercury in vaccines. But they used this meeting to figure out how to manipulate the data in the study and let the public know that there was no causation of thimerosal / mercury in vaccines and neurodevelopmental disabilities. So our rally, the Simpson Remember, is we're reminding them that we're still here and we're not going away. And we're not going to let them forget what they did. What they did was criminal, Coy. I mean, it's truly criminal. And a lot of people don't realize that this happened, and it happens all the time. But these secret meetings, you know, if they're dumb enough to document them, you can get the records.
So pharmaceutical lobbyists, pharmaceutical executives, and scientists gathered at this retreat called Simpsonwood in Norcross, Georgia in the year 2000. We have the transcript of the meeting, and they basically said behind closed doors, we recognize a connection between the mercury-laden vaccines and this autism epidemic. There's obviously a connection, and we got to figure out how to cover this up.
Absolutely. That's exactly it in a nutshell.
And so what do you say then to the folks out there who, your mainstream docs, the folks who don't listen to anybody but the CDC, who say, oh, this is all hooey, you're reading too much into it, there's clearly not any kind of a link, and just go get your vaccines and hush up.
Well, I do. I have a couple of different things I do. First, I bombard them with, you know, information. But for those that won't allow me much time, I use the lead analogy. You know, I ask them, as a medical doctor, you should understand the toxicity of lead. And they're like, oh, absolutely. And I'm like, well, would you allow even a trace amount of lead to be injected to a child? They're like, oh, well, no, of course not. It causes brain damage. And I said, so why in the world do you feel it's okay to inject even a trace amount of mercury, which far exceeds the toxicity of lead, to ever be injected into a child or any human, as a matter of fact? And they don't know what to say.
Because it's just all the way, it's what we've done since the 1930s. They've had mercury in these vaccines. It's still in flu shots, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it is. Well, actually, it's still in a lot of vaccines. I just have been going around because we're working our state bill, and I've been going around to doctor's offices getting vaccine inserts that have been state supplied from North Carolina HHS to see, because they're claiming they're only supplying mercury free, but no, in fact, I have found the vaccines are being made three ways: completely without mercury, trace amounts of mercury, and full amounts of mercury. It depends on the manufacturer and how it's ordered.
So there are grandparents listening, Amy. There's new parents listening. There's expectant parents who are listening. And what is your advice then when it comes to, because we want to protect our children. That's the number one thing.
Absolutely.
You know, and every one of we parents who have children diagnosed with autism, we got our kids vaccinated. We're not anti-vaccine. We were there. They were getting the shots. What do you say to families now who are looking at vaccinating their children?
Educate, and then educate yourself more. I drive around, of course, you know, with a list of vaccine ingredients on the back of my car and a bunch of messages. And I had one woman chase me down the road to a grocery store the other day, and she said, oh, I'm so glad I finally caught up with you. And I am now pregnant. I've seen your car everywhere, and I need to talk to you. And so what we do through my organization is we teach people how to teach themselves and educate themselves, because I was not educated before I vaccinated my child. I've been in healthcare 15 years. I believed what everyone told me without finding out for myself. The best thing anybody can do for themselves and their child is to educate themselves on the diseases and viruses we're vaccinating our children against, and make better informed decisions after you learn about these things. I give them many different websites. There's a great book that I love parents to give them or have them read, because it's only 100 pages. You know, there's a lot of great books. Parents don't have time to read 400- and 500-page books. There's a great book called Vaccines, Are They Really Safe and Effective? By Neil Miller. It's actually a parent of a vaccine-injured child who wrote the book, and I love it. It's great. It really gives a lot of information in a short time that a parent could sit down at lunchtime and just flip through it. And if I read that book, Coy, while I was pregnant, it truly, truly would have changed my life.
Amy, what do you think should folks insist upon mercury-free vaccines? And
absolutely,
should they insist upon reading the insert that says this? There is no even trace amounts of mercury in this vaccine?
Absolutely. I have seen in some vaccine inserts, and that's what they call the little folded-up package insert. It's a little folded-up piece of paper that comes in the box that lists the ingredients. And some are even stating now there is no thimerosal contained in these vaccines. So it would be very clear. But again, parents also don't understand the measurements of mercury, and they're finding that the type of mercury that's in vaccines is ethyl mercury, and it penetrates cell membranes faster. So it does far more damage quicker than methylmercury, especially to those who can't excrete heavy metals well, like many of our children. But even, I can quote Dr. George Lucier, a world-renowned toxicologist, who said that, you know, not knowing someone's mercury body burden, even a trace amount of mercury could be enough to push someone over into a neurological disorder. So as far as I'm concerned, even a trace amount is too much.
So we should insist that there is no ethyl mercury in any of these shots that we give to our children or to pregnant women. They're still insisting that pregnant women get flu shots, and there's 25 micrograms of this poison in these flu shots. It blows my mind.
Yeah, well, one group, you know, EPA says don't eat more than 2.5 cans of tuna while you're pregnant a week because of the mercury levels. But hey, let's inject, you know, 25 micrograms of it through a flu shot. It's an oxymoron, and it makes no sense. Absolutely no sense.
Amy Carson, the executive director and the founder of Moms Against Mercury, online at momsagainstmercury.org. Amy, thank you again for all the courageous work that you have done and that you continue to do that benefits so many families. I really thank you.
Well, thank you for having me, and Koi, for caring enough to get the word out.
Take care.
You too.
The websites that we mentioned, of course, there's momsagainstmercury.org. There's also putchildrenfirst.org. And there's also GenerationRescue.org, wonderful places to start learning about this this debate and to really explore the peer-reviewed science that does exist, that does conclusively show that there is a relationship between mercury poison in the air, in the food, in the vaccines, and what we call autism.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.